for self. I cannot get saved for you, or I cannot accept the Lord Jesus Christ for you. You could only do it for yourself. There are things I can do for you. And sometimes you might say, well, the way I tell Brother Edmund do it, he did it, but I'm not too pleased with it. But not with Jesus. From the moment you come to the Lord Jesus, there isn't anything in your life that he is not able to cleanse. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sins. Then Bartimaeus knew that. Because Bartimaeus, though he was blind, but his desire is to see the Lord and to be with him. Now, we can only be with the Lord when you open your heart, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, that you could be with him. Because John 1:12 tells us, but as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Lord is not a God who condemns people. You condemn yourself. John 3:17 tells us, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Do you want to be saved today? Do not be afraid of the Lord. If I was afraid of him, or if I was running away from him, today I wouldn't be standing up here. I realize that I am a helpless, hopeless sinner heading to a lost eternity. But thanks God for the work he has accomplished for me, for everyone that know his Son as a Savior, in his Son that I have life. We have assurance. We do sing, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Now, a believer cannot really express that song. An unbeliever cannot experience that. Because without the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you have no hope. But the believers can say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Why Jesus is mine? Because he laid his life down for me. And what I couldn't do for myself, Jesus did it for me. Only Jesus. My mom, my dad couldn't have done it for me. Only Jesus. I experienced new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can experience it too. Because that's why Bartimaeus could say, have mercy, thou Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Bartimaeus realized only Jesus could have opened his eye and give him the freedom what he didn't have in life. It could be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you want life? Call upon his name. The word of God tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we have in Isaiah 45:22, it says, look unto me and be saved, all the end of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Only Jesus, the only Savior. Jesus can be your Savior, he can be your Lord. Do not let Jesus Christ be your judge. Let him be your Savior. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Open your heart to the Lord. Call like blind Bartimaeus. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. The crowd, the multitude say, keep your voice strong. You're making too much noise. But only Bartimaeus that knew what he's seeking for, it can only be found in the Lord. So he keep on calling. Keep down, low down your voice. You disturbing the crowd. Bartimaeus don't care about that. Because what he's seeking for is in Jesus. Then he cried out a great deal more. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He didn't say have mercy on the crowd. Have mercy on me. When you come to the Lord Jesus, don't worry about the person that next to you, the person that in front of you. Realize, I need Jesus. I need a Savior. I need to be saved. And there is only one Savior, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 47. 47 says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry and says, Jesus, thou son of David, have what? Have mercy on me! Would someone in our midst here this morning call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Ask for mercy. It is because of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. Many of us are here right now. We don't deserve to be here. But God, in all his mercy and greatness, he allowed us to come here this morning that we could say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad therein. If you do not know Christ as your Savior, say like blind Bartimaeus, call upon him. He will answer you. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. And verse 48 tells us, and many charge him that he should hold his peace. Whenever we come to the Lord Jesus, we'll always find obstacle barriers in life. Even our own friends, sometimes even our brothers and sisters, they figure, we're going on the wrong path. What we're trying to do, it's not good. Proverbs 14:12 tells us, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the way of death. Just think of it. Think of your life. The life people, sometimes people say, oh, I have only one life to live. Many of us have heard people say that, I have only one life to live. Do you believe that? Hebrews 9:27 tells us, as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So if we had only one life to live, why there is a judgment? One life to live? No. And that life which some people say is, well, we have only one life to live, that's a physical life. When God takes that breath of life from man's body, there is life. There is life after death. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. If, remember that word, if, but you are not, if you are not in Christ, your destiny is a lake of fire. There is no new life. If we do not accept Christ, if we do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, while we are alive upon the face of this earth, when death knocked upon our door, without Christ, we have no hope. We have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's why we believers, every person that accepts Christ as a Savior, we have the assurance, we have the hope that one day we will be with our Lord and we shall see him as he is. We shall see him as he is. That's our hope. But without the Lord Jesus Christ, you have no hope. We have no hope. You have no hope. Bartimaeus realized that. Say, and many charge him, verse 48, and many charge him that he should hold his peace. But he cried a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And 49 tells us, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man and said unto him, be of good comfort. He calleth thee. If you do not know Christ as your Savior, and you sat under the sound of his word, he calleth you. He calleth you. So do we gonna say, Lord, I'm not ready, like Felix and Agrippa say, when I have a most convenient time, I'll call for thee. And one say, Paul, you know you're good, you know. You're very good. You almost caught me. Say, almost persuade me to be a Christian. Do not leave here this morning. Almost. Leave here with assurance that you could say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Jesus says to him, be of good comfort, arise. They say, arise, he calleth thee. And he cast away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will that I should do unto thee? Now the question is this. The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I receive my sight. Seeing you've been in darkness so long, and there is light. Not only light, there is light, there is hope, there is assurance, you have confidence. And when Jesus does something for you, he will not take it away from you. You have assurance. His word promises that whatever he do for you, for me, he will not take it away. And we have the proof in his word. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting. There is no doubt. People may doubt the word of God, but God doesn't doubt his word. His word is yea and amen. That's why before I read that portion of scripture, I read Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Men may put doubt in his word. But God never doubts his word. The word of God is true. There is no doubt in this word. Because in Proverbs 3:5-6, it tells us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Who is the one that is directing your path right now? If you do not have the Lord Jesus Christ to direct your path, who directing your path? Then, in verse 51, tells us, "And Jesus said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man answered and said unto him, "Lord, I might receive my sight." And Jesus says unto him, "Go thy way." What made him whole? Go thy way. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing of the word of God. Thy faith has made thee whole. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Remember the Philippian jailer. When he saw what happened, when Paul and Silas were in the prison, came to Paul and Silas, and remember, Paul and Silas, they had a great responsibility on their account, because if they're in charge of the prisoner, if any prisoner escaped, their life would have been in danger. They would have taken their lives. He thought like Paul and Silas would really fled away from the sin, but he came trembling because he knew what would happen to him if Paul and Silas had fled. First thing he says to Paul and Silas, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" And Paul and Silas didn't say to him, "Believe on me." He pointed to him, Jesus. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." We believe that Jesus is able to do for me, for you, what none of us can do for ourselves. Jesus is the only Savior of the world. There is no one else. That's why God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. Now you may ask yourself, why I need to be saved? Saved from what? Saved from sin. We do look upon if someone who is a murderer, someone who commits adultery, someone who is doing all things that we know it's totally out of the way, we figure, well, that person is a sinner. That person is a sinner. That doesn't make you a sinner, because you doing all these things from nature, from birth. As by one man's sin, which is Adam, sin entered in the whole world, and sin passed upon all. For all have sinned. Now the standard God expects you and I to stand in his presence, because of Adam's sin, because of sin, we are none righteous. There is none righteous. No, not one. Because if I was a righteous person, I would have died and saved my wife, my son, my children. No doubt about it. Every parent. If parents had the power to save in their hand, we wouldn't leave our children, our household, and go and save a neighbor. We would save our children first, then after we'll go on. Because charities begin at home. But since we don't have that privilege, only in Jesus, we ought to come to the Lord Jesus. We ought to come to the Lord Jesus And sometimes I do say something, always. Opportunity that lost can never be regained. It cannot. So Jesus is pleading with you today. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Come to the Lord Jesus. He is willing to save you. Not tomorrow, not day after, as verse 52 tells us. When he tells us, and Jesus says unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And what happened after Jesus tell him that? After Jesus told him, go your way, your faith has made you whole. Jesus didn't tell him, I give you an appointment for next month or in December. Because sometimes doctor gives us appointment, we have a doctor appointment. And sometimes the time the doctor gives us, we don't live to see that, the appointment. Death strike before that. Because that is something none of us don't know. We could stood up and say, well, like I know, I born on the 4th of July, 1951. I married on the 20th of July, 1979. But can I tell you the date of my birth, of my death? I cannot know. Only the Lord will know it. Alone that know that. I can't tell you that. But Jesus says to the blind man, and immediately, right away, he received his sight. Immediately. Now that same immediately goes to you. If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ right now as your Savior, immediately you turn from a sinner to a saint. From a lost sinner to a receiving sinner. A receiving sinner. Because Jesus receives you. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Do you consider that you are lost without the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart? There is hope for a believer. And there is tragedy. There is sorrow for an unbeliever. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, receive him now before it's too late. Because to be spiritual safe, he tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. For all. And there is no need for a man, a woman, a boy, and a girl to die in his or her sin. Jesus have the remedy for us all. Jesus have the cure. Because Jesus ain't going to die on the cross of Calvary again. His blood not going to be shed on the cross. He did it once and for all. And he bowed down his head and he says, it is finished. It is finished. I know you all, not all of you all that may understand that one. See, e fini, that's in Creole. It's finished. So do not expect that Jesus will walk the hill of Calvary carrying a cross to die anymore. It is finished. It is finished. So it's all up to you. It finished. What you're waiting for? What are you waiting for? Then it tells us, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:10. Then he tells us in John 3:46, he that believeth on the Son shall not see, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Jesus want to give you life. And the life which we live, which he offering today, is not the life like some people say, I have a good life. The bank account overflowing, nice house, everything. Say, I have a good life. Everything that's in this earth stays there. Because we bring nothing in this world. And certainly we cannot take nothing out of this world. The only thing that we could leave this earth with, the salvation which we obtain in the Lord Jesus. The world didn't give it to us. The world cannot take it away from us. And Jesus promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We pray that we will consider ourselves, because look, Christmas is around the corner. And I saw a lot of people making plans for Christmas. How many of us have guaranteed that our plan will be fulfilled? None of us. Life is best. It's very brief. Like a falling of a leaf. Be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast. And the die will soon be cast. And the fatal land be past. Be in time. Be in time. Be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If it's sin you longer with, you may have no open gate. And your cry be just too late. Be in time. Be in time. Jesus' interests of your heart. Give your life to the Lord. Give your life to the Lord. Again, I'll say that in Creole. Bay bon Dieu la vie ou. Bon Dieu intéressant en la vous, en l'amour. Bon Dieu pas intéressé en yon café en la terre. Jesus interested in your heart. Give your heart to the Lord. All the things, the life which you're living in this world, God have no interest in it. He only have interest. His desire is to know, his desire is to you come to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as your only Savior. Come now, let us reason together, say of the Lord. Though your sin be as scarlet, no matter what color it is, his blood is able to make it white as snow. So would you please surrender your life and call upon him while he is near. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all his things will be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, friend, we pray that you will make a decision. I made the decision one day. Because if I didn't make that decision today, Sunday, I wouldn't be standing up there telling you about the good news of the Lord Jesus. How he is willing, how he is able. He alone has the power enough to forgive sin. Let us bow in our head in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for your word. We pray, dear Lord God, that your word is not my word. Because with my wisdom, with my knowledge, there is nothing that I can do. I only learn it from you because of your Holy Spirit that dwells in my life and in the life of every believer. Father, we thank you. We pray, dear Lord God, as the same way that I come to realize that I need a Savior in my life. Let one or two who have not known your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, come to this conclusion. Say, Lord, I want you to help me. Do for me what I'm not able to do for myself. Because there isn't anything that if you call upon him, he will hear you. Blind Bartimaeus called upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ heard him and he opened his eyes. Now, not only his physical eyes, he opened his spiritual heart that as he could see from the moment he restored, Jesus Christ restored life, sight to his heart, to his eye, he cast away his garment and followed Jesus. We pray that Heavenly Father, when a person in our midst here this right now will cast away his garment or her garment and come to receive the Lord Jesus Christ before it's ever too late. We ask all this in and through the worthy name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.